This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Political prognosticators and market participants were looking warily at rainy weather in the United Kingdom, possibly affecting turnout this morning as Britons vote today on staying in the European Union or leaving. The weather radar is looking much clearer now at midday UK time. The outcome of the referendum will affect markets and businesses continents away, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Jim James is CEO of Ideal Industries. It makes electrical supply equipment, hand tools, among other things. They do some manufacturing in the UK and sell into Europe. Ask him about Brexit. He has questions.
Are they going to be restricted free trade? Will our employees be able to move around the European Union freely?
If the UK leaves Europe, it also leaves all the trade deals between European countries. US companies manufacturing in the UK leave those deals too. Trade barriers might sprout right back up.
In some sectors, there are high tariff barriers, and there are plenty of non-tariff barriers.
Ilaria Moselli is in Brussels. She's a senior economist with the Conference Board. There's also a question for U.S. companies of what happens to the European economy. Jim McDonald is chief investment strategist at Northern Trust.
Any U.S. company that has got significant operations in the U.K. selling into Europe has to be worried.
What happens to the European economy also happens to their European sales. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.